The Chinese government considers Taiwan a renegade province and has vowed to use force if necessary to prevent the island from declaring independence. This is the tension that has overshadowed relations for much of the last decade. But on Wednesday, there were few obvious signs of hostility as the leader of the Taiwanese delegation, Chang Ping-kung, addressed reporters at the airport before he left Taipei for Beijing. Zhang says he is calling his trip a mission of mutual trust and negotiation. He says the goal he is pursuing is to get both sides to coexist peacefully. He made no statement upon arriving in Beijing. The nationalist government fled to Taiwan in 1949 after losing a civil war to the Chinese communists. China now has hundreds of missiles pointed at the island, which lies across the 160-kilometer-wide Taiwan Strait. China and Taiwan last held formal talks in 1999, but China left in anger because of steps taken by Taiwan that Beijing perceived as pro-independence. Taiwanese negotiator Zhang heads the Straits Exchange Foundation, a semi-official body set up to talk to China in the absence of formal ties. His 19-member team includes senior officials who are the highest-ranking Taiwanese officials ever to participate in bilateral talks. Zhang and his Chinese counterpart Chen Yunlin will meet at the Diaoyutai State Guest House. The two sides are scheduled to sign an agreement Friday that covers two specific issues: regular direct flights between the two sides and allowing more Chinese tourists to visit Taiwan. The Taiwanese delegation is set to leave Saturday. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.